Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 9. Isabella and James. On Monday, James Morland came back to Bath. On Tuesday morning, Catherine met Isabella in the pump room.
"Come and sit with me, dear Catherine," Isabella said. "I want to talk to you."
They sat on a seat between two doors. Isabella looked first at one door, then at the other.
"James will be here soon," Catherine said. She smiled.
"Why do you say that?" Isabella said. "I am not looking for James. I am not looking for anybody."
"But I have something to tell you," Isabella said. "I had a letter from John today. It is all about you."
"The letter is about me?" Catherine said. She was surprised. "Why is your brother writing about me?"
"My dear," Isabella said, "John is in love with you. He spoke to you about it before he left Bath."
"I do not understand," Catherine said. "There has been a mistake. I am sorry, but I cannot love him."
Suddenly, Catherine saw Captain Tilney. He was walking towards them. He sat down next to Isabella.
"You are never alone," he said. "When will I see you alone?"
Isabella laughed.
"Why do you want to see me alone?" she asked. "Tell me."
Catherine was very surprised. Was Isabella in love with Captain Tilney? Isabella was going to marry James. For the next 3 days, Catherine watched her friend carefully. Captain Tilney was always near Isabella, and she was always talking to him. She did not talk to James. James was very unhappy. Catherine spoke to Henry Tilney.
"Please tell your brother about Isabella and James," she said. "They are going to get married."
"Frederick knows about that," Henry replied. "I told him myself."
"He must leave Bath," Catherine said. "He must not speak to Isabella. He is making James, my brother, very unhappy."
"And Isabella?" Henry Tilney said. "She talks to Frederick. She dances with him. She is making your brother unhappy too."
"Yes. Isabella is wrong too," Catherine said quietly.
"My brother will soon leave Bath," said Henry. "He will soon forget Isabella. James will be happy again."
It was Catherine's last night in Bath. She and James had dinner with the Thorpes. Isabella was kind to James, and he was happy. All was well. The next morning, Mr. Allen took Catherine to Milsom Street. The Tilneys were going to leave Bath at 10 o'clock. General Tilney's carriage went first. Eleanor sat with her father. Catherine Morland sat next to Henry in his carriage. They drove slowly out of Bath. Catherine was going to Northanger Abbey.